Hi, it's Ken Morgan here, and it's time for this week's classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. Now this week we have, if my memory serves, our first gangster movie, and it's one of the best of them. It's called Angels with Dirty Faces, and it stars James Cagney, Pat O'Brien, and Humphrey Bogart. Now the basic plot is the conflict between a sharp-dressed, anti-heroic gangster, played by Cagney, and a tough, yet upstanding priest, played by Pat O'Brien. Now, the plot does get a little bit more complicated than that, but that's the basic idea. Just watch the movie and you'll catch on. Now, this was made between two of Cagney's best-known gangster movies, The Public Enemy and The Roaring Twenties. But this one is probably the most famous, since his portrayal of Rocky Sullivan has become iconic. Cagney himself noted that, for years afterwards, anyone doing a Cagney impression based it on his characterization here. Now, the cast also includes Ann Sheridan as the female lead, and the Dead End Kids as the local boys who come to idolize Rocky. Now, the kids first appeared in the earlier, well-regarded drama Dead End, thus Dead End Kids. And the group would later morph into the more comedic East Side Kids and the really more comedic Bowery Boys. Now, by accounts, they initially caused problems on the set, with rambunctious behavior and messing up takes. But then they made the mistake of trying that sort of thing with the much tougher Cagney, and he set them straight very quickly. Well, actually, he slugged Leo Gorcey and told him to knock it off. Now, another problem on set was the use of real ammunition, fired by marksmen, to simulate bullet hits during the action climax. Cagney had gone through similar problems in earlier pictures and made it clear he was not confident. In fact, he came close to injury during the filming of that particular scene. Now, on release, the movie got some fine critical notices and did very well at the box office. It would later receive 3 Oscar nominations, one for Best Actor for Cagney, one for Best Director for Michael Curtiz, and for Best Screen Story. And it's still very highly regarded today. And then there's the ending. Now, while some have criticized it for being added by the censors, it has been debated by movie fans for over 8 decades. Now, I'm not going to give away the ending or even give my own opinion of it, but I will say that not even Cagney gave an authoritative answer, saying that it was filmed to allow the audience to judge. So it's over to you, I guess. You know, just watch it and make up your own minds. Now don't forget that you can catch up on movies you've missed by consulting the list of links on our website. Now that's found at www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And we'd still like to hear from you about your comments and suggestions, like when I asked about the Star Wars original trilogy a few weeks ago. Please call us at 908-754-7885, post your message on our Facebook page, or email it to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And if you're interested, our DVD collection includes the aforementioned Public Enemy and The Roaring Twenties, as well as Cagney's last gangster movie, White Heat. Well, thanks very much for stopping by. We really do appreciate your support of this project. And now, from Warner Brothers in 1938, here's Angels with Dirty Faces. Hope you like it.